You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. There's news this morning that the General Electric Corporation, which never found a groove after the last financial crisis, will cleave itself into three. To help visualize this, let's consider icons. Instead of the GE logo symbolizing a diversified conglomerate, consider instead the shape of a GE jet engine, a power plant, and a CAT scanner, aviation, energy, and health. The stock is up 6% in early trading now.
It's one of the classic sprawling messes. Prior CEOs prided themselves on building this huge conglomerate. They were famous for it, and it worked until it didn't.
Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Now, Eric, GE stock has been doing well like most of the market over the past year, but if you look over the last 5 years, a turbojet it has not been.
Not so hot, less than half its price 5 years ago.
Some of it is it never fully recovered from the great financial crisis around 2008 and 9. It had this big financial arm, big trouble there. What does it do for a company if it splits itself into bits?
The idea, or at least the hope, is that each bit appeals to a specific kind of investor more than the whole conglomerate put together. So, for example, GE is going to spin off its healthcare business. If you're an investor who likes healthcare, that's probably worth more to you as a pure play than when it was jammed in with energy and aviation and who knows what else in GE.
And maybe other companies you have in mind might also get this GE treatment?
Yeah, some of them are going to do it voluntarily, and some of them might do it involuntarily. Macy's is under a lot of pressure from an activist investor who says, split the e-commerce business from the bricks and mortar business. Separately, the sum of the parts adds up to more than the whole.
Remember Kraft, the foods company? It split itself into New Kraft and Mondelez. I've seen their headquarters here in New Jersey. Not a huge success.
No, looked good on paper. But neither company did all that well split up. If you have a few mediocre businesses jammed together, when you split them up, you have two separate mediocre businesses.
Eric Gordon is a professor at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business. Always good to talk to you.
My pleasure, David.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.